500 airplanes. That's the number that got my attention this week. Not a fleet a country flies, not an airline, a single management company, and the private jets it could soon control. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. If you fly, or you want to, this one's worth 18 minutes of your time, because a deal in the business aviation world just reshaped who runs a big slice of the private jet fleet in this country. Let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, here's what you need to know. Solaris Aviation has reached an agreement to buy the aircraft management and charter businesses of Clay Lacy Aviation. According to Flying Magazine, that combination would push the number of aircraft under Solaris management to more than 500. That would make it one of the largest managed business jet fleets operating anywhere. Now, if you're a Cessna 172 pilot listening to this on a Saturday morning, you might be thinking, what does a private jet management merger have to do with me? Fair question, stay with me. Because the headline doesn't tell the whole story, and there's a thread here that runs straight down to the general aviation world you and I fly in. But first, let's define our terms, because aircraft management is one of those phrases that gets thrown around and rarely explained. When a wealthy individual or a company buys a business jet, say a Gulfstream, a Bombardier Challenger, a Cessna Citation, they usually don't want to run it themselves. Owning the airplane is the easy part. The hard part is everything after. You have to hire and train pilots. You have to keep them current and rested and legal. You have to schedule maintenance, track airworthiness directives, manage insurance, handle fuel contracts, arrange hangar space, and stay on top of a mountain of federal paperwork. So the owner hires a management company. That company operates the airplane on the owner's behalf. And very often when the owner isn't using the jet, the management company charters it out to other people to help offset the cost. That charter flying happens under Part 135 of the federal regulations, the rules that govern commercial on-demand operations. The owner's personal flying happens under Part 91. That's the business Solaris is buying more of. Clay Lacy Aviation is a name that carries real weight in this industry. Clay Lacy himself is a legend, a pilot with tens of thousands of hours, a man who built one of the most respected operations in business aviation out of the West Coast. So, this isn't a small regional shop changing hands. This is a marquee name folding its management and charter operation into an already large operator. Why does it matter? Consolidation. That's the real story here for years now. The business aviation world has been shifting from a landscape of many small and mid-sized operators toward a smaller number of very large ones. When one company manages 500 aircraft, it gets enormous purchasing power. Better fuel pricing, better parts pricing, leverage with insurance carriers, standardized training across a huge pilot workforce, that scale can drive real efficiency. It also raises the questions that always come with consolidation. When operations get that big, does the individual owner still get the tailored service they signed up for? Do the smaller charter customers still get a seat when demand is high? Those are open questions, and I'll flag that as my read on the situation. Not established fact, but they're the questions the industry will be asking. Here's where it comes home to you. This affects you if you're a pilot looking at a career, and honestly, that's a lot of you listening right now. The management and charter world is one of the biggest employers of professional pilots outside the airlines. It's where a huge number of pilots build turbine time, fly sophisticated equipment, and earn a real living without necessarily going the airline route. When these operators consolidate, the job market shifts with them. A company managing 500 aircraft needs a small army of qualified pilots. It needs type ratings. It needs mentorship pipelines. And increasingly, these large operators are the ones with the resources to hire lower-time pilots and train them up because they have the infrastructure to do it. If you're grinding toward your commercial certificate, building hours as a flight instructor, wondering what comes after business aviation is a door that a deal like this could push a little wider open. It affects you a second way too, and this one's subtler. Where the money and the volume go, the standards follow. Large management companies tend to run robust safety programs, safety management systems, structured training, standardized operating procedures, data monitoring on their flights. The FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, has been steadily pushing more of the industry toward formal safety management systems, and the big operators are where those practices get refined and proven. Practices that start in a 500 airplane fleet have a way of trickling down into how the whole industry thinks about risk. That's good for everyone who shares the sky. There's a flip side worth naming. When a handful of operators control a large share of the managed fleet, you get concentration. If a giant operator stumbles on safety, on service, on finances, the ripple is bigger than when a small shop has a bad week. Concentration cuts both ways. It brings discipline and scale, and it brings systemic weight. The healthiest version of this industry keeps room for the small operator and the independent charter outfit alongside the giants. So what should you actually do with this news? If you're a professional pilot, or a soon-to-be one, watch the business aviation hiring boards, not just the airline ones. The managed fleet is growing and consolidating at the same time, and that combination tends to create opportunity for pilots willing to fly corporate schedules and learn high-end equipment. If you're a charter customer or you fly on managed aircraft, understand who actually operates your airplane and under which set of rules. Ask whether it's a Part 135 charter flight or a Part 91 private flight, because the safety and training requirements are not identical, and you have every right to know. And if you're just a pilot who loves this stuff, like I do, file it away as one more data point in a clear trend. The business end of aviation is getting bigger, more corporate, and more consolidated. Whether that's good or bad depends a lot on where you sit. But it's the direction the wind is blowing. One more thought before I let you go. Clay Lacy started with a single airplane and a reputation for doing the job right. That's how nearly every great operation in this industry began. One airplane, one pilot, one standard. 500 aircraft under one roof is a long way from that. But the job is still the same job it always was. Get the passengers there safely. Every leg, every time. That story comes from Flying Magazine, and you can find our show notes and more at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Keep your standards high and your scan moving. I'll see you on the next one.